I come to a stop and find myself facing the Night Chaser movie poster hanging on my door. Van Nelson, the star of the movie, has a fierce scowl on his face, plus muscles to back it up. He uses them in the best fight scene of all time, at the end of the movie when he gets revenge on those guys who tried to frame him. So when my thoughts land on Ricky again, the sucker-punching bully materializes right here in my room. He's standing above me, cackling like the idiot he is. "You messed with the wrong guy, Ricky." I throw two left jabs to his face, followed by a hard right hook. A strong kick to the chest splats him against the wall. When he wobbles toward me, I finish him with a roundhouse that knocks him out cold.
"What you doing?"
The question makes me jump, puts an end to my triumph. Once again, I'm in my bedroom, alone. Okay, not alone. My little sister, Gabby, is in the doorway. I turn. Confusion is bunching up her face, making her round cheeks even plumper. Well, this is awkward. You don't want your 8-year-old sister thinking you're some weirdo. I need to remember to shut my tricky door hard enough. Yet again, it has clicked away and swung open. So it's my bad. Gabby actually respects my knocking rule. I finally got Dad to start knocking too, which wasn't easy. He's a small-town Mexican who struggles to understand the concept of privacy the way the rest of us struggle with physics. "Me?" I ask Gabby. "I was dancing."
"For real?"
Gabby's eyes go wide.
"What kind of crazy dancing was that?"
I snatch up the tie in case she wants to jump on my bed. "I was trying some moves for the party." She takes a seat on my desk chair instead and swivels, considering what I said. With Gabby around, the anger has drained from me. I'm back to being chill, ready to give this tie another attempt.
"I've never been to a night party," Gabby says. "But you should probably not dance like you were dancing."
That makes me smile. "How do you suggest I dance?" She stops swiveling to think this through, hands clasped to the sides of the chair. She says,
"You should look at how Karina and others are dancing and dance that way."
I stop messing with my tie to look at her. "Good advice," I say, putting out my fist. Her four small knuckles press against mine. Hanging out with Gabby is the best. Over the years, little by little, she's turned into a real person. Gone from clueless and whiny to smart and fun. We cook together and play games and watch enough animal documentaries and Pixar movies to qualify as buddies. Sometimes I wonder if she isn't my actual best friend. If not, she's a close second to Miguel. Dad calls me a good brother for how tight we are, but the truth is I need her as much as she needs me. More than ever since Mom died 15 months ago. Cancer. A thought I push out of my head right now. Tonight, I'm all about positive thoughts. I slide the tie knot up again, feeling good about it. Yes. The bottom points to the top of my belt, as Dad says it should. I turn to face Gabby and punch my fists high in the air, like I won a marathon or something.
"You look fancy,"
she says.
"I am fancy,"
I tell her. "Dad's the one who fired the butler, sold the mansion, and moved us to this part of town." Gabby smiles and says,
"At least we still have the yacht."
I laugh, but Gabby cracks up for a good 10 seconds, slapping her knee and everything. She's the only person I know who laughs hardest at her own jokes. As she takes a slow spin in the chair, her single thick rope of black hair trails behind her. Despite a few loose strands, the French braid I did for her this morning is holding up. What can I say? My braiding game is tight. Gabby stops. She hops down from the chair, croaks, ribbit, and hops onto the bed, landing on all fours. Frogs are her thing, learning about them and sometimes, when she's in a goofy mood, hopping like them.